Welcome to Making the Difference, a series of programmes from Mary Immaculate College about students and staff, past and present, who have made a difference in some way to the world today. Each episode acts as recognition to a different person for the great and often unrewarded work that they do in their day-to-day lives. Let's hear from today's candidate.
Hi, my name is Killian O'Shea. I'm a third year BA student in Mary I, studying psychology and philosophy. I'm from Limerick. My main hobbies would be just rowing and soccer and not much else. I've been in Mary I for 3 years and I went to Villiers Secondary School. The reasons I came to Mary I was probably due to the entry into psychology through the arts degree. It's much easier in Mary I compared to most colleges, and I kind of knew I wouldn't be getting the points required for pure psychology, so I just decided to go to Mary I and chance it. I love it. Like, it's small, like, but you know most people in there as well, and it's easy to get to know people in here. And I know, I think it's a bit of a homely feel as well. Like, I don't know, I think it's just the friends you meet here. Like, everyone kind of, I don't know, they're just all, everyone seems quite friendly, like, and it's just easy to get on with people here. I don't know if there'd be a specific event, like, but the past 3 years I've just really enjoyed it here, and yeah, the whole thing has been a highlight, really. I started rowing mainly through my brother, because he'd been doing it, I think, for maybe 5 years before me, and I saw that it had a huge influence on his life, and it took up a lot of his time, and he was obviously very interested in it. The main reason I took it up was when he suggested it. I was like, yeah, it'd be a good way to get fit for soccer, like, because I loved soccer. And then I went down at about, I think it was the start of second year, and straight away you were training about 4 to 5 times a week, and it was just, you didn't really question it. And I don't know, after a while I kept getting injured in soccer, and I just decided that I had a better chance in rowing, so I just kept with the rowing, like. It was a weird feeling, because I think when I got a medal with Ireland, I think I felt more proud than when I won with Ireland. Mainly it was because when I medaled with Ireland, it was kind of all just loads of different families, like from people who were in the squad that were there. But when I one with the club, like, it was everyone you knew from Limerick, that was involved in the club from Limerick, and it was just kind of more of a kind of family atmosphere when you won. And it was just like, there was, I remember when we won one of the events in the nationals, it was some coaches were crying, like, after the race, and we were like, we didn't really understand at the time what was going on, but like, I think after a few years, you kind of realise, okay, it was something big, like. But yeah, I don't know, I'd rank winning with my club higher than winning with my country, for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah, I was club man of the year along with my doubles partner, Peter. I know, I found it a bit strange, because, like, my brother had won it as well with one of his pairs partners a couple of years before. It came as a bit of a shock to me, because I thought my doubles partner deserved it a bit more than me, because, yeah, he was a bit more of bit more successful in the sport. But I guess it was because we'd been in that boat for about 4 years, and we eventually won at under 18. It was like, I don't know, we were kind of, we'd spent so much time in that boat that it was kind of, I don't know, maybe the coaches felt we both deserved it. I don't know, I regard it as probably one of my proudest moments, because, like, I'd been selected for teams, like, from other coaches, but to be respected from the club captain at that time, who I was my coach as well, and for him to give me the award, I just thought it was quite yeah, I don't know. I just found it quite honouring to receive it from him. Like, so, yeah. I don't know, maybe I've had a few influences, as in a couple of my friends' younger brothers have started. Maybe I haven't really thought about it at the time, but I guess when I take a step back and look at it, like, the only way they would have heard of rowing was probably through me. Well, maybe it was through me, because then my friends would have, it would have been known, like, that I've rowed, like, so maybe. I'm not sure. I think, like, when I first took up rowing, like, making it, like, would it make a difference to anyone or me, like, I didn't really think much, but the actual sport itself, I think, changes you as a person, as it just gives you a really disciplined life, kind of. But I don't know, towards, like, you kind of, you don't quite, like, when you go down first, it's like there's a training regime where I was used to going to soccer, it would be one training session a week and then a match at the weekend, but in rowing it was like 4 sessions a week or so, something like that, and you straight away get into a kind of just pushing yourself a bit more, looking for more kind of out of yourself, like. And I think for anyone taking up the sport, like, you actually realise that at the start, like, I think I was very unfit, like, a lot of people were unfit at the start, like, but after a few months of it, you just realise that there's this level to you, mentally and physically, that you can just progress through a lot of things, like. And I think for anyone taking up the sport, it can actually, it can help you any kind of things in, like, say if you've exams or something like that, that you're like, you kind of, it gives you the mental confidence to kind of go, yeah, I can do this, I can just take a step back and relax and just do it, like. I think my big aim anyway is to do something related to psychology, sports psychology preferably. Hopefully I'll attain a master's in something to do with psychology. But with regards to rowing, I don't know, I just see it as a kind of, I don't know, I see it as a kind of long term, like, I think you can still row competitively till 40, so I'm not really gonna say, like, oh, in the next 5 years I'll be here or there, but I just want to be still doing it competitively at an old age, and even when I'm older, like, just rowing leisurely, like, for the laugh, like. But I just want to enjoy rowing and hopefully get a good degree of sorts. Happy about it.
This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland's Sound and Vision funding scheme. Wired FM would like to thank everybody involved in making the series.